This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Ralph Waldo Emerson. You may have heard of him. He writes, "What is a weed?" The answer he gives is a plant whose virtues have not yet been discovered. In this parable we hear today, one thing to consider specifically is that as human beings, we are all both wheat, the good stuff, and weed, sometimes the thing that gets in the way of the good stuff. As Martin Luther and the Reformation said, we are both saint and sinner. As Paul writes in his letter to the Romans, that the entire universe is in labor, he says, that all of creation is good, and yet all of creation is also groaning. All of creation is good, and all of creation is groaning while we wait and wait in hope. But see, the problem is God's patience, God's understanding of how long something might take, encompasses eternity, while we live but a single moment in that eternity. Let me say that again. God's patience, how long God thinks something should take, encompasses eternity, whereas we are required to have equal patience while we only live but a moment. The words today that we can hear are pretty hard. We will take up the weeds, and they'll be thrown into the furnace. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. What are we to make of this imagery when we are talking about good and evil? Well, ultimately, what we hear today is about separation. It's about separation. And who's to say that when we feel separated from God, doesn't it feel a lot like a fiery furnace? When we feel separated from God, does it not feel like things are so out of control? When we feel separated from God, do we not reach for worldly goods to try to feel connected? Jesus is telling this parable, and it is a movement of oneness. When the tenders of the field say, "Do you want us to go and pull the weeds?" Jesus says, "No. Let them all grow together. Let them all grow as one." And when we move towards this oneness, this wholeness, we get wholeness and health. But if we move towards the weeds of our being, that is where we find despair and loneliness and isolation and disconnection. Paul reminds us again and again in his letters to the Romans that that is when we are governed by the flesh, by the weeds of our life. That is when we are led towards death. But this death may not necessarily be literal, but figuratively. And death is that separation from God, that feeling of being abandoned, that hole that we feel sometimes in our being that we just can't seem to fill. And we try, and the world tells us these are the ways to fill it. But Paul reminds us, and Jesus is saying, that a mind that is governed by the good seed, the Spirit, the mind that is governed by the Spirit is a mind that leads to life and peace. So then, if we're allowing our mind to be governed by the flesh, and everything that's going on in the world, it can lead to our very spiritual death. Again, those feelings of despair and isolation and loneliness. But if we are allowing our mind to be governed by the Spirit, that Holy Spirit that Jesus promised we will receive, you're healing into the oneness and being one with God. Then you start having a renewing mind, a healing of the mind, a healing of your soul. And as we continue to grow as good seed, as we continue to reach back toward God, as we continue to seek clarity and focus of what is good and holy of our lives and of the world and of the people around us, all the weeds will fall away and they will be collected and they will be sent away. So it's about separation. The story of the Garden of Eden at the very beginning of our Holy Scripture in the Old Testament, the story of the Garden of Eden is a story of separation. It is a story that tells us from the beginning we have been on this journey to be wholly connected with God. So then the question we ask is, does our life separate us from God? One definition of sin is anything that separates us from God. Does our life separate us from God? Do we allow circumstances that we encounter to make us feel separate from God? Do we feel alone? Or do we feel like we are part of something bigger than ourselves? Do we feel like we have something to live for? Or do we feel like life is a big waste of time? Author John Gordon, he's also a leadership team coach. He's worked with numerous athletic organizations and academic institutions and corporations, including but not limited to the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Miami Heat, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Clemson University Tigers, Publix, Southwest Airlines, West Point Academy, the list goes on. And as a man of faith himself, a lot of his understanding of his relationship with God seeps into his leadership training that he takes to these large organizations. And he asks these questions that I've posited to you. Do you feel alone? Or do you feel like you are part of something? Do you feel like you have something to live for? Or do you feel like this is all just a waste of time? And then he says, these are the factors, these are the questions, your internal mental structure, your internal soul structure of what you believe and how you show up and whether you feel separate or connected. Determine how you feel and then how you approach the world. He says that we're going through this ebb and flow of life. We have high states and low states. He calls it the roller coaster of life. Now, if you've never been on a roller coaster and you head down the hill, if you don't know that the roller coaster is going to come back up, what do you think your first instinct is? To jump. To get off the roller coaster. So he says it's important to remember that when the roller coaster is going down and you feel like the roller coaster is going to crash, now remember, this is a metaphor for our life. You feel like the roller coaster is going to crash because it's going down, down, down. And you're not sure if the roller coaster is going to come back up. So what do? Your first instinct is to escape and you want to jump off. And he says that's how many of us feel when our life is going through a low state. When our life gets trapped in the weeds. When we get trapped in the weeds, oftentimes we want to jump off. We feel separate. We want to riot. We start trying to fill that hole of separateness with drinking and alcohol and drugs and video games and sometimes even work. Success has been known to be one of those things we strive for, to fill that hole. All sorts of things that will make us feel better to fill the hole. And so we're trying to escape this reality of life and the disconnection we feel on those low moments when we're going down the roller coaster. And he says, I have one tip for you. And it's really quite simple. And Jesus tells us today in his parable, don't separate the wheat and the weeds. And John's tip is, just stay on the roller coaster. Because it will come back up. And when it's when we try to avoid those low points and try to fill those low points with the things of earthly goods that we begin to leave and separate ourselves from God. But if we just ride it out and stay true to the Spirit of God, things of joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, we will emerge on the other side. This parable of the wheat and the weed is the only parable in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, which is actually named in the text itself. The disciples come to Jesus and ask him, explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. So here we have both the parable and we have the explanation. And we have a few important issues that surround this idea of God's kingdom. You see, Matthew, our gospel today, the gospel according to Matthew. Matthew doesn't talk about heaven. Matthew talks about of God. Matthew doesn't talk about heaven as being this place we go when we die. Matthew talks about what is the world of God that we are in right now. And so the owner of the field does not want the wheat and the weed separated out because we are not called to live in pure community where we judge the authentic from the inauthentic. We're not called to live there, friends. We are called to live among the weeds, and some of those weeds reside with us. Instead, we're called to be patient, remembering that God's patient. Patience includes eternity. But we are called to be patient and allow all to grow. That's the first lesson. Second, we are reminded that we do live in turbulent times. That there are those who are seeking to subvert love, and there are those who are seeking to deny the significance of the words of Jesus Christ. And third, we are reminded that there will be a time that those who subvert love will be held accountable. That there will be a time when those who subvert love will be held accountable. So as we think about the wheat and the weeds and separateness, I'm reminded of a story, and I believe Billy Graham, if you're not familiar with him, he was a very popular pastor in the 70s and 80s, recently died. He would tell this story. There was a grandfather who was telling his grandson a story. He would say, "A fight is going on inside me," the grandfather would say. "And it's a terrible fight. A terrible fight between two wolves. One wolf," he said, "is evil. He is anger and envious, greedy and arrogant, full of resentment and ego." And then the grandfather continued and he said, "The other is good. He is joy and peace and love and hope and serenity and humility and kindness and empathy and generosity, compassion and faith." And he tells his grandson that these wolves are fighting to the death inside him. And so you can imagine this young grandson, wide-eyed, he looks up at his grandfather and he asks, "Grandfather, which one will win?" And the grandfather simply replies, "The one you feed." Amen.